Would you like to learn how I publish a Kindle book and then make it available as a paperback using CreateSpace in just a very short amount of time? As you can see, I've already done this on Amazon. I've got 8 or more books available that are both on Kindle and available in paperback because of the process I show you right here. The beauty of this is I can then put these on Audible, which is for audiobooks, and the Audible books are making 2 or 3 times as much every month in royalties as the Kindle and paperback, which are required then to allow me to do an audiobook. Would you please leave a like on this video if you'd like me to keep sharing free tutorials like this with you? And to give you a complete free education without asking you for anything more than a like on a video in return. If you like this video, I will keep making more videos showing everything I know how to do for free on my YouTube channel. How do I actually make money just showing off the best of what I know for free? On YouTube, I get $1 if thousands of people watch my video. It takes about 1,000 people to watch my video or so for me to earn $1 or 2. Would you help me to give you the very best experience as a student on Skillshare, where I have 80 plus video classes, where it's easy for me to answer your questions there? Because on YouTube, I've got 10,000 plus comments a month. I'm very grateful for. It's hard for me to see any one person's comment. If you want to get a hold of me, post a comment, ask a question. Would you please watch my video classes on Skillshare? Because I get 5 cents a minute when you sign up for a free trial and then pay as low as $8 a month to be a Skillshare premium member like I am. I watch other people's classes. When you do that, it helps me to keep producing all these free tutorials without having to do all these crazy other things to make money. Then I can just put video classes on Skillshare, put my books out, put the free tutorials out, help as many people as possible, and then give you the chance to get the very best experience as a student on Skillshare. Would you join me on Skillshare? Use my links directly because then I get a $10 sign-up bonus and 5 cents a minute. I think the basic premise of working online, if you're willing to help me, then you know I'm willing to help you and other people are willing to help you also. Then you have everything possible you could ever want to accomplish when you've got that basic formula down. If you want to publish Kindle books, anything you want to do, if you know other people will help you with it, then you know it's just a matter of trying. All I do is try. I show up, I try and make something helpful for you, I ask for your help. And look, if you don't sign up on Skillshare, you dislike this video, I'll still love you and keep trying for you because the people alongside you are helping out so much. Thank you very much for being here with me today. Here's the first half of the class for free, showing exactly how I went through today and published a new Kindle ebook, and I went through and got the same thing out there and pending approval on CreateSpace. And this process has worked for me to produce several books, I don't know, 8, 10, 15 books on Amazon and Kindle already. Would you like to learn how to get your books published on Amazon Kindle, get your books available in hard copy on CreateSpace, and even get audiobooks published on Audible? I'm Jerry Banfield. I'm grateful I have something like 12 or 13 books out that are available, 8 of which are on Audible, and then 12 or more are available on Amazon Kindle and in hard copy. What I'm going to do is show you how I publish these on Amazon Kindle and publish them on CreateSpace right here. Now, if you want to be able to publish books on Audible, which I think is an amazing opportunity, it's where I make the most of my book sales and the most of my money is from selling on Audible. If you want to be able to do that, the first step is to have a Kindle book and preferably a matching hard copy with it, and then you can put the audiobook up. I'm grateful I make anywhere from $500 a month at the lowest to a few $1,000 a month selling my books each month through Amazon Kindle purchases, Amazon Kindle Unlimited, and then I also make money selling the books on CreateSpace and hard copy, but the most of my earnings generally come from Audible, which requires having them set up practically. There are other ways, but practically you need the book on Kindle and you might as well have a hard copy, it's pretty easy to do that, as I'll show you. I'm grateful that even though books aren't the main thing I do, I consistently earn an average of $1,000+ a month from selling books. And if you love writing, if you love narrating your own books or just dictating books, I will share with you here how you can get this set up now. Thank you very much for getting started with me here. Would you like to see in real time how easy it is to publish on Kindle and create space? If so, keep joining me here for this class. Thank you, and I'm excited to get started. What is the fastest way to produce books? By far, what I've found the fastest way to get the most amount of words in my unique voice with the least amount of effort is to simply dictate. And the beauty of dictating is that when you just narrate your book, you can actually do the process in reverse that most authors do it. Most authors take the time to write the book, which in my experience is quite challenging, and then they have to go back over and narrate it. The easiest solution I've found to get out as many high-quality books in the least amount of effort is to simply dictate the book to begin with. Now, if you have trouble public speaking, if you're not used to talking, if it's hard to just freestyle speak like I do right now with no script, no other preparation than waking up this morning and thinking, this be a good class to teach today, the easiest way to think about it is just to imagine talking to someone you love and care about. Think about talking to your mother. Hopefully you love and care about your mother, or your partner, or your children, or your best friend. Think about talking to them. You don't script what you do with them. In fact, they probably have to try hard to shut you up sometimes. They probably have to fight to get a word in because you talk so much, you just are excited and it just all comes out. It's just like, oh my God, here's what I did today and this is what this person's doing. Oh man, what are you doing? And I'm so excited about this. Now, why can't you just do that with a computer? What I do is I picture that I'm talking to essentially my best friend here. You. Hello, best friend. And then I just end up getting to talk naturally. Now, the trick is with this, I have to speak the truth doing this. Because it takes a lot of effort to try and lie and make myself look good and clean up every little error. When you really talk and share with people, it's so fast. This is an executive summary of how I do things to get out all these audiobooks. I've published all of these, except the Video Game Addiction stories, but technically I narrated that. But for simplicity, I've published all of these in less than a year. And I've published the majority of these books on Kindle in the last year as well, while primarily doing video classes. If you want to be able to get out a lot of books and get out the highest quality, which is in audio, the easy way to do it is simply just narrate a book, dictate it straight off as if talking to your friend, and then you just need to get it transcribed, which you can do yourself if you don't have any money at all to pay anyone else. Or you can get it done for under $1 a minute online with many of the different transcription services. I'm grateful today that that's what I do. I just dictate in audio. I make video classes, actually, and then get them stripped down into an audiobook in some cases, and then from the audiobook into a Kindle book. Now, the problem is I have to publish it backwards. I have to publish the Kindle and the CreateSpace version. I don't have to have the CreateSpace version, but I choose to. Then I'm able to publish the audiobook. I hope this is helpful for motivation, especially because a lot of the time I've been working online, I've thought, well, why bother with all of the work to get a Kindle book up? Why even fool around and waste my time trying to put up a Kindle book? Why not just do a video class? In terms of the revenue, you might not think it's a big deal to have a Kindle book out there compared to other formats. For example, on the Kindle, I make, between the Kindle and CreateSpace, I make about $300 a month on those. Whereas the audiobooks, even on a bad month, is usually $600 a month. The video classes on a bad month are usually several $1,000s a month. I have a lot of people reading lots of different books and buying books, and some people I just can't reach with a video class. people who've scheduled calls with me, spent thousands of dollars as clients, and who've become great partners, they say they found my books on Audible, which is not possible, practically, without getting the book first on Kindle. So if I'd never taken the time to put some books on Kindle, I never would have been able to get the books on Audible at all. Kindle by itself can have some fantastic potential, and I think when I match up my entire workflow together, then that gives me the ability to do some amazing things. If you would like help getting started with this particular aspect, with the filming and recording, I've got a resources page. It tells you everything I use on it, and I'm keeping it continually updating. I'm aiming to make this page a masterpiece where you can go one-stop shopping and look and see everything I use. For example, I've got the microphone I'm recording on now. I have the sound processing and preamp, the USB audio face I'm using, the headphones that are right here on my desk. I've got the monitor that this is on, the webcam I'm using. I have things like battery backup. I'm actually recording this with Wirecast 7 Pro for Mac. I've got all these things I use on my website to help me do things faster. And if you want the exact transcription service I use GoTranscript for closed captions and for transcripts. This allows me to narrate at 10,000 words an hour. I can only write about 2,000 words an hour, but I can narrate five times that fast. If you want to then get your audio transcribed or your videos transcribed, would you use my GoTranscript link? Because you get a $10 credit, you can get it down to as little as 70 cents a minute for a transcription with $10 in credit from using my link. And then I get something like $10 if you sign up and place an order. This is what I use, and I hope this is helpful in showing you both motivation, tools that you can use to get started, and a way to scale up, a way to work really efficiently, which I am grateful to use today. What am I going to show you here in terms of the technical details? What I'm going to show you is how in real time I take a Kindle ebook file and go through the publishing process with it. I'm also going to replicate that same process on CreateSpace. However, Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing now allows also putting out a paperback, as you can see with this message that says you can now publish paperback versions of your books with KDP. Learn more about these beta features. It might be worth you taking a look at that instead of doing CreateSpace if you have not got an account set up. I will show CreateSpace here because I already do have an account set up and for your consideration in using this method. CreateSpace is an Amazon company, and what they do essentially is publish books that are print on demand. That means there's no inventory. When I have my book available on Kindle, I obviously don't need any inventory because that can be read on mobile devices as well as computers. When I have a print copy book, though, inventory comes into my mind, and I don't need any inventory when I publish on CreateSpace. They simply print the book when someone actually buys it. How cool is that? I'm not going to show you how to actually put the files together. Why? Because this is something you need to learn on your own. This is something that Amazon has tutorials about. This is something that I don't know how to do. I will show you the publishing process here. Now, if you're like me, I don't know how to do this because I'm not interested in learning how to do it. I think I published one book on Amazon Kindle on my own. It's not that hard to put the actual formatting together for it. You can do it. If you're doing everything on your own, you can simply read the tutorials that Amazon offers and you can put it in the right format, and the same thing with CreateSpace. If you're like me and you do not want to do it yourself, if you just want to do video courses and narrate the audio and give someone a transcription, I have a friend named Michel Gerard. He does all this for me. He's got all of these books. I've given them to him with transcriptions, and he puts them together and gives me back the files that I'm going to upload. If you don't want to do it yourself and you do want some help, I recommend go to my partners page go down here and find Michel's name, click on it, and then you'll come to his website. If you want to hire him, then click on the Hire Me button, go down here, and put in your name, email, and message, and tell him in your message, say, hey, I saw Jerry's video course. I would like you to help me publish Kindle and CreateSpace books. Michelle will then be available, I would imagine, based on what kind of... I would recommend letting him know what budget you have to pay him to produce the book. I recommend a minimum of $3 per finished page. For example, if your CreateSpace book is 230 pages long, then I would recommend a minimum of $690 in the budget. I put that in there because Michelle already has clients. He's already working with me. He already has his own business. He's more likely to respond to you if you give him everything you have in terms of the budget and your project up front. And then if for some reason you can't work with him, just save that and you can find a freelancer somewhere online, maybe even in my Masters in Online Business Administration Facebook group, which you get access to as a partner. And if you click on the group on the partners page, you'll be taken over there. Then there's a link to go join the group if you want to join the group. And in the group, we've got plenty of people like me and Michelle in the group who are available to answer questions and to help you with your entire business online, not just with publishing Kindle books, but with any different part of it. I hope I've clearly set the expectations for what we're going to learn in this class because I know that helps me as a student. What I hope is helpful in showing you this publication process to show you it's not that scary and to give you some tips on exactly how to do it. Now, it's up to you to produce the book content, and formatting the book is not that hard. It's simply putting it out in the right file format. Amazon makes available different formats, as does CreateSpace. You can do that part of it, and that's the majority of the work for you to do. This work, though, might seem intimidating. You might think that even if you put out, if you had a Word document that just needed a few formatting changes, then you might not think realize how easy it is. So I'm going to show you how easy it is to take a finished manuscript and stick it in Kindle and CreateSpace, and then boom, you've got a book, or like me now, you've got like 12 or 15 books or something that people can order from you online. And then you can get into the bigger money with audiobooks. Thank you for continuing your journey with me in this class. It's time to show you in real time how I publish a Kindle ebook. Each step of the way, no editing or shortening things up. What I've got prepared before this, I have the cover already done, I have the book file ready to go, and I have the summary of it. You might think, well, that's all the hard part, isn't it? Well, it's up to you if you're going to publish a book to get the book done, obviously. The cover you can easily get done on Fiverr or in my Masters of Online Business Administration group. You can ask for help in there. And there's people who are happy to make you a cover in that group as well. That's where I got my cover done, was by a member of my mastermind group. And then writing the summary, once you've wrote the whole book, it's not a big deal to write the summary. The book is the main part, but this is what I think is likely to stop you. So let's show you how easy it is. I click over on Kindle ebook here, and this is the screen that comes up. Now, I've done nothing before this. I'm going to walk you through every single part of it from start to finish. And I've made lots of mistakes doing this before. I've literally put the title in wrong on a book. I've put it in so wrong that I had to go back and make a request to get it edited after it was published. It had two words thrown together somehow. Whoops. So what I try and do now is copy and paste, but that's how I originally had the problem. So what I do, I'm going to copy, I've got my manuscript up here. So I have the complete manuscript up here, which is 525 pages long that Michelle went through and completed all of this. I will put that in directly right through here. Speaker meeting 2017. If you've any experience with addiction or just depression, anxiety, fear, frustration, alcoholism, sex issues, money, gambling, overeating, compulsive behavior like video games, even overworking, emotion, anxiety, all these things we struggle with in life, I think you might love this book. Speaker meeting 2017. I honestly share about these things where I put in the nasty things that I've been through in my life without editing out the things you'd most be interested in hearing about. That's why I'm so excited to publish this and show you exactly how I do it. So I start with the book title right here, Speaker Meeting 2017. If you mess it up a little bit, it's no big deal. You can go back and fix it. Now, with the title, I like short, simple titles, especially for the book title. Now, if you want to throw in and keyword stuff in the subtitle, then go for it. For example, I like how Tim Ferriss titled his book, Tools of Titans, three words. That's the book title. And then he essentially keyword stuffs in the subtitle. The tools, tactics, and tricks of billionaires and something, I can't remember it. It's so long. I think it's important to have a memorable book title, one that makes sense, and one that you can easily pass on to others. No one has to learn, for example, how to spell speaker meeting. If I tell someone my book's called Speaker Meeting 2017, that's pretty easy to remember. Especially, I go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day. There's a specific meeting format called the speaker meeting. I literally named my book after that, being that it's a speaker meeting in 2017. Therefore, any recovery program, someone searching simply for speaker meeting has the possibility to find my book title. I also searched, and there's not a whole lot of speaker meetings, as I can easily show you in the other window. If you search for speaker meeting, and my video already comes up towards the top, and if you actually go books in it, there's no books titled speaker meeting. There's almost no competition. There's some things about speaking and public speaking, but it's pretty much wide open. The book title is an essential part of the book. However, it's not worth obsessing over. It should come fairly naturally. This came fairly natural to me. The book is essentially a speaker meeting created in 2017. Ultra simple. Some of my book titles I've stuffed. I've put in other things like on my Facebook book. On my book about Facebook, as you can see if I pull the title in, Facebook Marketing Advertising 2016. What works for my Facebook page with 2 million likes? The book title is not going to determine as much whether you get good reviews or not. I've put lots of different titles in, and you can see the complete YouTube book, 1-star review here on it. I don't know what happened with that, but hey, I don't worry too much about the reviews anymore. I do the work creating the book, I put it out. I bet there's a significant amount. Most authors probably never get past the title of the book. So here we go. This is the title of the book. This is how easy you enter it and come up with it to start with. And then once you've got the book title in, well, everything else is pretty easy from here. Are you ready for the final part of the publication process to get a Kindle ebook out there available on Amazon and everywhere Amazon has distribution? This is the final step, is to create a price. So the pricing is one of those things that you can waste a lot of time and energy on. You can try and view service. What's the easiest thing for me to do? Look, I put my books that are just kind of inspirational for $2.99. I put most of my other books for $4.99. You can put your book to try and get the absolute lowest price. There's other strategies you can use as well. So the easy way to do it, you just start selecting these and take a look. And you just, all you need to just put in some kind of price. So let me put $4.99 and see how much I get. And then on the other marketplaces, it'll all scale out. So if I put my book at $4.99 on a 70% royalty, I get $3.44 every time it sells. That's really sweet. And the delivery on it is just ultra cheap too, which I need to go edit my other books and fix that on. The delivery is how much Amazon essentially charges you to deliver the book out there. Now, if you choose the 35, there's no royalty rate. So I just play around with these numbers. So I'm real happy with the $4.99 price point. To me, that's essentially a real offer. And in terms of it, it's not like a throwaway purchase, like a 99 cents or a dollar. I think it's a good range though. Now, if I put it up to $9.99, then sure, I'm going to get a lot larger royalty. But how many people are going to be more hesitant to buy it at $9.99? I don't know. It's quite an in-depth book, a long book that I hope people would share. Is it worth putting it up to $9.99? I don't know, honestly. I've done it several different ways. So I look at the royalty. If I put it at $9.99, Amazon's taking $3. If I put it at $4.99, Amazon's only taking $1.50 then. So they're taking a 70% either way. Therefore, if I sell it to the customer for $4.99, I get $3.50 out of it. That's a pretty good deal. So for simplicity, I've got most all my books listed as $4.99. And if I want to look for relevant books, I can search for best sellers and see how much they're selling. And then I can even just, I can search specifically for Kindle if I want to. I can go into the Kindle store and just search for, I don't know, I search for addiction, see how much other books. So if you want to check the other prices, you can see there, this one is $6.99, this one is $9.99, and then these also have Kindle Unlimited, so you can read for free. This is $10.99, so a lot of the addiction books on Kindle are actually what you might think of as fairly expensive for the Kindle addiction. And then there's this one, Hot Addiction, $4.99. So I'm actually thinking, based on reading many of the top ones, are this one is one of the top ones. It's $9.99. So why not try my book at $9.99? Why not ask for $9.99 on it? Because I'm confident if someone can pay $4.99, they can pay $9.99 on it as well. Then I get a $7 royalty out of it. And that means most of the people who are likely to buy this book are going to do it on something like word of mouth. And then if I give it away and it gets up to the top, then I've got better odds at making enough money with it to essentially be able to sustain my business. So I'm going to put this for $9.99, and then I've got it for free. If you buy the paperback version of it, you can buy it for free. And then if you notice down here, you have to make your book available for lending if you do the 70% royalty option. So that's it then. So this is really exciting then. Every time I sell the book, I get $7. That's a really healthy amount. And this is something that should be able to be sold indefinitely. So now I hit save draft. Now I've got everything done. I got everything done for this whole book, which is amazing. So now all I do, and you can change the price later. If you decide you set your book price too low, if you go back and search and see that other books in your category are higher, like I was going to set it at $4.99, but after looking at how much others are charging on addiction books, and I don't see any reason not to just put it at $9.99. So now, but if I want to change it later, I can. I hit publish Kindle book now, and now it's done. And you see right here, congratulations, it can take up to 72 hours for it. And I can zoom out to hopefully get a more accurate thumbnail image. And there, I've got it up, it's ready to go. And from here, Amazon offers me the ability to start my paperback. And if you don't use CreateSpace, you could just start paperback now and follow through with Amazon's process there. Or I use CreateSpace and then I'll show you exactly how it's ridiculously easy, once you've got this done on Kindle, to get this done on CreateSpace. So thank you very much for watching and seeing exactly how I submit a new book on Amazon and how it comes in review. So far, I haven't had any issues with review. However, that doesn't mean I won't have one. They might review it and age restrict it, or who knows? But the nice thing is it's in review. It's ready to go. And then you notice you can't hit anything on here with it. So I published the CreateSpace version before. So I actually, in real time, I already have finished this. Now, in the book, I'm in the course of this, I'm going to show Create Space next. But what I actually do is do them both at the same time. Because once you submit this, you can't go hit it. And you pretty much just need to copy and paste the Kindle version into Create Space. And then you can have a print book and almost the same amount of effort. And then on Amazon, your listing includes both of them. So if I go back over here to one of my other books, you'll see people can easily switch from Kindle to paperback on the same listing. And then once I get it on Audible, the same thing is possible. So I'm grateful I've submitted this book. I've shown you exactly how it's done. And then I'll show you how to do the same thing on CreateSpace in, I think it's only like 10 or so extra minutes of time. On CreateSpace, a lot of the work is extremely similar to Amazon Kindle, which makes it ideal. I always go through and do them both at the exact same time now. And I literally do it while I'm publishing the Kindle version. I go through and do the CreateSpace the same time. So to do the CreateSpace, I go over to Add Title. I click on Add a New Title. And then what I do the Expert Setup. And then I literally copy and paste from over on my Kindle book. And I go through and copy and paste from the Kindle book before I submit it. Because if I go submit it, sometimes it won't let you look at it for a day or two. So I go and do them at the exact same time. So I put the name of my project down here. And then I click Get Started on the Expert Setup. So I've got the name over here and I click Get Started on Expert. This allows me, and I click Paperback. This allows me to be able to do everything at the same time. I can put in the subtitle and the description. Then this gets really fast when combined with what I'm doing on Amazon. You'll notice it has all these incomplete categories, but you can hit Save Progress. So on CreateSpace, the first thing I want to do is actually just assign an ISBN, and then it's easy to just copy and paste things. So I can just do Jerry Banfield over here, then go Add Contributor, and I go to Edited By, and then I put my editor in here. Hopefully I have his name right now. And then down here, I just throw the publication date in today. Now, I go over here to the interior file. Now, this you have to figure out, but look, if you don't know how to do it, there's all kinds of great help and tips on this. This is really straightforward. So I go over to Browse over here. I go into Michel Jade's folder. I go over to Speaker Meeting. I grab the paperback. Now, this has to actually upload and save, so this is why I do this first. Then I go over here and grab the covers, which are up here, another level. And it needs to be an actual PDF cover, which this is a great moment to realize I didn't get it in the right format. So I start with what I have. I hit Save Progress right here. And meanwhile, I can convert my PDF cover using Photoshop from the format I received it in to a PDF cover. So I save all this and get the interior uploaded. And then it will give me some additional options I can work with. Thank you very much for watching the first half of this class for free on YouTube or Facebook. Would you join me on Skillshare to take the rest of this class and 80 plus other classes with me free during the first month? This is the best value I've ever found in education online, which is why this is how I choose to both as a student to learn and as a teacher to teach. Skillshare is a simple subscription-based service. After the first month of a free trial, you either pay $8 a month paid annually, which is $96 a year, or you pay $12 a month with no commitment, and you get unlimited access to 15,000 plus classes. I found for me personally as a student, this is a really powerful way to learn, as I've been recently learning about music theory on Skillshare, and I'm absolutely loving it. What I've got at jerrybanfield.com/free courses are direct links to my different classes. If you'd like to continue with this class specifically, would you find the link to it? Alternatively, if you just click on my link to get 15,000 plus paid courses for free, I'll invite you here to try Skillshare Free Premium for 1 month. This allows you to watch 15,000 plus classes, all of my classes, and everyone else's classes on Skillshare. These are the newest classes I've got available up here on cryptocurrencies, how to use Skillshare Premium to increase your income. There's thousands of classes, and it's on demand. You can watch it on mobile devices, and I really like being able to interact with the instructors. I like being able to just post my comments and get answers to my questions, which can be pretty difficult on videos, on YouTube, and on Facebook. Because lots of the videos you watch are people like me. I get so many comments, so many questions, I don't even bother to read most of the comments on YouTube and Facebook. They're overwhelming. On Skillshare, it's very easy for me to answer a question. And guess what? If you take the class on Skillshare, I make an easy way available. If you're trying to publish a book or get someone to buy your books, you want me to look at your book, all you need to do a great class project and offer, essentially, ask me, will you buy my book? Will you buy my book and try reading some of it? There's an easy way to potentially sell me. I also have the right to say no. If I don't want to read your book based on what it's on, I'm not going to read it. So that's a simple way you can essentially sell me on your book. I've got 80-something classes. You can learn an incredible amount of skills just with me. If you search Jerry Banfield up here, you'll find that thousands of other people are already following me on Skillshare. I don't maintain an email list. That means I don't send out my own emails, but Skillshare sends them out for me. So when you get a new class, if you want to receive an email notification that I've got a new class, would you please click that follow button on Skillshare? That's how you'll know when I publish a new class. And you can even sign up totally for free. You don't have to even do a free trial and you'll still get notified of that. What you can see, you can also see the classes I'm currently taking. What I love about Skillshare is if I just think I want to learn a skill, I don't have to commit to buying a class and then having to watch that class. I can start a class, and if I don't like it, so what? I'll just go watch another one. And then when I love a class, I can keep watching it. I can actually ask the instructor questions. So I love Skillshare Premium. Skillshare Premium gives me 5 cents a minute for every minute you watch. Now think how amazing that is. YouTube gives me next to nothing. I earn on Skillshare 200 times as much for each minute you watch as I do on YouTube. On Skillshare, if you watch 10 hours of my classes, that is 300 minutes watched. And at the same time, you can literally sign up for a free trial and be paying $12 a month, and all the minutes you watch on my classes help me earn money. And why do you care about helping me? What I've found is you give what you get. You help me out on Skillshare. You learn more with me. Then things will tend to go very well for you as well. What I've found, if I'm not willing to help other people, especially with things like making money online, if I'm not willing to help another person make money, if I'm not willing to go read someone's book after you've paid for Skillshare and took my class, or if I'm not willing to help you out, then I'm not going to get very good results either. So I appreciate you joining me here for the first half of this class. If you want to watch the rest of it and 80 more classes with me, would you please use my link directly on my website, because I get a $10 bonus from Skillshare. If you sign up, I get a $10 bonus, which I'm very grateful for. That allows me to be here with you today and share so much for free on YouTube and Facebook. And then I've got this simple way that you can unlock massive value for your education online. I can just give to you without having to sell anything to you again after this. And that is a collaborative relationship. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share here with you today. Would you like to finish this by watching the portion of the class where I explain how to get sales on your Kindle books and CreateSpace books? Jerry, how do I make sales on my book? I go, put all this effort in. Now, how do I actually sell it? The simple answer is start with who you already have. Don't start with Facebook ads or Google ads. Start with the people you already have. And analyze exactly how you go about buying someone else's book. Be willing to buy someone else's book. I'll ask you right now to demonstrate. Would you please buy one of my books? in whatever format you prefer. Amazon Kindle, a hard copy book, or you can get it straight on audio. I have it at jerrybanfield.com/books. If you want a direct Audible link, each of these that has an Audible link has a direct Audible. I prefer to listen to books directly on Audible. However, I realize you may prefer a different format. So if you look on my website, what I have is a page where I've got all of my books listed here. And then I consistently ask people to go look at my books. I consistently ask people to buy my books. You see, just how I asked you to buy my book. Will you please go buy a book? And at the same time, I'm open to being told no. If you say, Jerry, you know what? No, I've got enough books to read right now and listen to. I'm not going to buy your book. Then I still will love you anyway. You don't have to go buy any of my books. What I've found is that it's easier for me to understand the selling process when I'm willing to go buy other people's books. When I'm sitting back and not buying anyone else's books or only buying best-selling books, and I'm not looking at how I'm buying books from other people, if I'm not willing to buy a book from someone else like me, then it's hard for me to sell my own books. It's gotten a lot easier for me to sell my books because I ask people now to buy my books. And speaker meeting, I go to AA meetings every day. Speaker meeting, the book I've published here is a great book that I can then actually give away. I'm going to order hard copies of it. I'll bring it to every meeting. And then if someone wants to, if they like what I share, then look, here's my book. Have my book. Therefore, I think one of the best ways to make more sales is to give your book away. Give it to people who might love it. Give it to people who might thoroughly enjoy reading it and listening to it. Do some very targeted giveaways, not just throwing it out there. I'm not just throwing all my books out there on Amazon. But another thing I've done that's helped is to give away my book. So if I go over here to promote and advertise, if I go over to promote and advertise on my Amazon and I click on that, then what Amazon also allows me to do is give my book away. I can do a free book promotion. And these have been fantastically helpful for me to get more sales. Because what I do every 3 months or so is I give, because Amazon only allows you to do a free book promotion every so often, I create a new free book promotion and then I give away all of my books at once. As soon as I get my speaker meeting book finished, so I'll go back to my bookshelf, as soon as this gets approved, what I'm going to do is give all of my books away for free. When I give all my books away for free to my whole audience online, then it helps me rank higher in the Kindle store. If I go over to reports, I can show you the data behind this. So what I did is I gave all my books away. And once I gave my books away, then my sales have went up quite a lot. So I gave my books away in December. And before December, I had very few days where I got that many sales. And you'll notice I actually had one day where I got 9 sales in March. So when I'll update the report here, since I've given my books away, I've had a lot better sales days. I rarely used to sell more than 1 or 2 books a day, but since I started giving my books away, I've had several days of getting many sales, as many as 9 sales in one day. And if you're a self-published author just getting started, selling 9 books in one day is pretty sweet. And then there's the Kindleized normal pages. Giving books away also helps get activity on the books, and getting activity on the books helps them appear higher in search results, helps Amazon recommend the book, and giving the books away gets a lot of that initial activity on them. So my strategy to sell more books might sound counterintuitive, but I'm actually aiming to give more books away. To just give my books away online and then give my books away in person. Because if I've actually made a really good book, people will start sharing it with others. If my books are just crap, if you go to my website and buy one and my books are just crap, like this Facebook audiobook has gotten a lot of reviews suggesting it's just crap. It's also got some reviews suggesting it's very good. If you look down here, And then you can see some people must listen to book here. And this says not do Facebook ads was so boring and each chapter was 50% off. Some people, this book will make you want to hang yourself. It's not a book. It's a diatribe. Motivational, not practical. And then this person says highly recommended. Another guy's offended. Don't lecture me. You see, if you've made a book that people don't like, then all your efforts to sell it are just going to lead to bad reviews of it. If you've made a book people really enjoy, if you've made a book that makes a big contribution, as I hope my speaker meeting book has made a big contribution, or if you make a book people enjoy, the reviews on the book from the people you give the book to, the reviews on those very first sales will then start attracting more sales. And there's no point in advertising a book until it's got, I mean, this book essentially is ready to be advertised. It's got 24 reviews, an average of 3.8 stars. And it's got, I haven't even read any of this. Some up, awesome book, authentic, some down, a human approach. These are some really, some good reviews. And then it's nice to have some bad reviews because people want to see, I know when I read a book, I want to see what the people who hate it and love it are saying. So to me, the key to selling books is giving them away first. Because when you have a book people love, they'll recommend it to their friends. How do I buy? I have hundreds of books in my Audible library, and a huge percentage of them have been recommended to me by my friends. My friend said, read this book or listen to it. And a lot of the sales I get are word of mouth recommendations. And it's easy to essentially get a word of mouth recommendation when you give someone the book and they often will feel a need to repay you. The generosity in you giving them the book will then promote them to give, pass that on, either through a word of mouth recommendation or through buying another one of your books. The advantage is when I give away all my books, then some of the people who buy the book who got the book for free are likely to want to buy the book then, the newer books in the future. Or I know sometimes when people have given to me so generously, I simply buy from them just because I want to. For example, Tim Ferriss has a book, Tools of Titans. I enjoyed his podcast so much, I pretty much bought his book just because I enjoy his free podcast. If you're willing to help someone else sell their books, for example, if you are willing to help me by buying one of my books, then you can see the entire process and essentially just go back through it the same way that you've been through it with me. Then it's not this big experience. What I don't recommend any advertising for quite a while. Even on this, you might think, well, this looks worth advertising. It's got four good reviews. I mean, I don't see that this is worth advertising because I would simply rather let more people read it and get a hold of it naturally. I would rather give it away several more times before advertising it, because what if I start advertising it and I get a one-star review and then I can't make any sales? To me, things that are worth advertising generally should be something completely for free that's helpful, or my very best paid work. I've had a lot of success advertising my very best paid work, and nearly everything else has completely failed. The truth is, I don't know what my very best work is. I do so many different things. I don't know which of these is my best book, but I trust the reviewers to tell me. And that's where it's a collaborative relationship then. It's not about me trying to prove how great I am, which I've done a lot. I've even got into fighting with people on reviews, reporting, getting them removed. When I was teaching online on a website where you could put all these star reviews, I got into it and I wasted a lot of time and energy with reviews. Today, what I do, I try and make something that's really helpful. I hope my speaker meeting book is fantastically helpful. That's why I've made it. If you make a book that's fantastically helpful and give it away and share it with your already enthusiastic audience, whether that's your mom, your friends, your family. Now, I recommend with friends and family, ask them to actually buy the book. Because then when they have an album they've made and they're looking to get their very first sale on their new album, and you're like, God, I don't want to listen to this. And then they are like, hey, you remember how you bought that? I bought that book for you. Would you buy my album? And then that promotes a deeper friendship, deeper relationships. When you're willing to help out other people And you, then people will come to you for help. People will love you and respect you. To get that process rolling often requires being vulnerable. So while I will give some of my books out in AA, I'll also ask other people, hey, would you like me to give it to you, or would you be willing to go buy the book? It'd help me if you'd buy the book so I could give it to someone who can't afford it. But if you'd really like the book and you tell me that you can't afford it, I would be happy to give it to you. So I both am willing to give people my books for free and ask people, hey, if you can afford to pay for it, would you please pay for it? So this is how I go about selling my books. I'm grateful that I'm earning on average about, if you put the audiobooks, which I have to have these Kindle books out, and the paperback version's nice. If you put all the books together between Kindle, paperback, and Audible, I'm usually earning at least $500 a month, if not $1,000 or $1,500 most months. I'm very grateful for your support in that. Finally, if you haven't tried Audible, if you would like to try Audible. I love Audible. Audible is one of my favorite ways to learn. Would you please buy one of my books on Audible as your very first book? Why? I get $50 if you do that. That makes a huge difference to me. Audible gives a $50 bounty if someone signs up, and I'm very grateful to have the chance to be of service to you today and to share this with you.